I remember when Brett Favre, he had just lost his dad, and it was that day or the night before, if I remember, and he played his heart out in that game. And he just racked up so many points. And just to hear his interview after the game, choking up, I feel like choking up now talking about it. I lost my dad when I was a kid, so I'm a little sensitive to that point. But I just remember, we all felt like we were part of Brett Favre's life and family. We felt like this is part of Packer family, and the Packers lost one of our own. We lost Brett's dad. And that moment, that game where he just played his heart out and just put up amazing numbers, that one I remember just really struck a chord with me very, very strongly.
Paul is a genuine, genuine person. When he's talking to you, he's talking to you. And I love his conviction.
He's loving and caring to basically us.
And everyone around him.
Mm-hmm. He's just such a unique individual. He just is. He's grounded by who he is. He knows what's important to him. He knows who he is.
You know, when he speaks, there's no filter. He tells you what he believes, and I admire that.
Paul Ryan has all the elements of a person of a family man. He is not easily influenced by any political bias out there.
I grew up in Janesville, Wisconsin. I live on the block I grew up on. And I grew up in the heart of Janesville, Wisconsin, right downtown. Everybody is a Packers fan there.
Growing up in Janesville, life was very good. It's just a great hometown atmosphere and a lot of great memories. And people were looking out for you.
And I grew up with Bart Starr memorabilia. I grew up, you know, in the days when Paul Coughlin was the best tight end in the country, when James Lofton was our receiver, Lynn Dickey was the quarterback. That was the era I grew up in. And then I came of age. Brett Favre is 4 months older than me. So to watch Brett Favre come, before that it was guys like Don Beebe and Magic Man Mikowski. Those were good years.
It was joy. It was anguish. It was, you know, hanging on every play. And back then, you know, we had Lynn Dickey and J.J. Jefferson, Paul Kaufman. It was, you know, you can still remember those guys. And we loved those guys. You know, they were heroes. We were drawing pictures of them at school.
I grew up watching the Packers in the 70s and the 80s, which were not great years for the Packers. And it was still a great experience. I'd say because of the culture that comes with it. Because every Sunday, it was family getting together. Every Sunday, it was family getting together for brats, for paps, for Miller. I didn't drink that when I was a kid, but, you know, our parents did. And it was always just a family gathering. So the Packers was just a fun family gathering kind of an experience.
The first time I met Paul Ryan, it was 1998, and I was on the school board. I might have been the president at that time, I can't remember, but he was running for the first time, and he had a meeting in the basement of the Old Town Mall, downtown Janesville, with all the local city council people, school board, local officials, and he was introducing himself. It really, he just blew me away, and I don't know that I'd ever really talked to him. He knew me, I knew him, we would see each other at some community things, but when his volunteer coordinator, finance director, stepped down, I think in December of 2004. He called me on his way to the 2005 inauguration for the second Bush administration from the airport and just offered me the job. And I've been with him for 12 years, and I have the best job in the world. I work for a guy that's just not only one of the biggest Packer fans around, but just an incredibly good guy, great family. It's been you're like family when you work for Paul.
It's hard to remember exactly when we met, but I know we were in the same classes together from first grade. I'd say we were very fortunate to grow up here in Janesville. It was a great childhood, and Paul and I both are raising our families here. So it's a testament to how it affected us.
Tony and I went to school from first grade through 12th grade. He was our ninth grade running back. I was a second string split end in ninth grade. Tony was the bread and butter of our football team. But Tony and I have just been best friends all our lives, and we grew up together, and we've been Packer fans all our lives, and
His family's from here, my family's from here, and we went to St. Mary's Catholic School and then Janesville Craig High School.
When we were kids, we loved playing football, whether it be out in the schoolyard or at the field over at Craig High School. We'd go down there and play football. Just things you don't see kids doing a lot these days, just getting a football and going to play, you know. Everything's organized these days, it seems. Back then, we just got together. We always went to the high school games on Friday nights. That was a big deal. And we'd bring our footballs and we'd be, you know, we weren't really watching the game all the time, but we were having our own games on the side. Those were magical nights. I remember those. And one of the things we loved to do in the summer is go out on Paul's roof and we would just lay in the sun listening to Zeppelin, AC/DC, you know, that Violent Femmes. You know, those are just carefree, the carefree stuff that you remember.
We had our Packers uniforms. I had my cheesy Packer helmet with the two bars across, and that's where we did BB gun wars. You're growing up, we put ski goggles on, Packer helmets, and our Packer uniforms, and we'd go back in the backyard and we'd shoot each other with BB guns. So everything we had growing up, it revolved around our Packers memorabilia, our Packers paraphernalia, and watching the Packers on Sundays. When Don Majkowski started really sort of opening up the field and being sort of an electric player, that was a spark that I felt ignited Green Bay from sort of mediocre years to actually starting to see a spark, starting to see something. And then when Magic Man went down in that game and this gunslinger from Mississippi came in and started playing for the Packers, and you could just see the enthusiasm in him. You could see this is a guy who loved the sport, who was a football player's football player. And it was really something to watch take off. And then just to be a part of it. So to be a lifelong fan of the Packers in those lean years, in those tough years where we weren't making the NFC, let alone the playoffs. We never even won the division for a long time. To see that happen and then to see it take off, it was just enormous. It was in a magical, fantastic moment, because for a Packer fan lifelong to have some of those lean years, then to see us in this golden era that we're in, this golden era of these two quarterbacks and these great coaches that have given us a team that is so exciting, something to be proud of, is really something. And so for those of us who put up with the lean years, it's pretty exciting. If you're from Wisconsin and you grew up being a Packers fan, and I grew up a Packers fan in the, you know, Bart Starr, Lindy Infante years, in the years where we had Forrest Gregg, you know, we had some pretty dry seasons, but we just never lost hope. And then we started winning. Then Mike Holmgren, you know, Brett Favre, and now Mike McCarthy and Aaron Rodgers. It's amazing. So we had this great culture, this fun tradition of family, of friends, of just Wisconsinites. And we looked back at the era of Vince Lombardi and Titletown. We had a low period for a while. We still had this great family culture. And then we started winning. I don't know if it can get better than that.
I guess the best thing about my dad would be like how much he commits to his family.
You hear today about families not gelling together, how families don't sit at the dinner table and talk through things as much as they used to in the old days. Being Packer fans is a family gelling experience. So the Ryan family tailgate now, and this is my wife's request every Sunday, is my venison chili. I've got kind of a venison chili recipe that I've sort of perfected over the years. And if we have more people over, I'll cook a couple packs of brats, simmer them in beer for about an hour, then put them on my smoker. And then in our basement is where we watch our games.
If you live in Wisconsin and you are truly a Packer fan, you understand that the Packer game is the biggest thing of the week. The one thing that just makes me feel good about the fall is that the Packer season is starting, and it is. It's tremendous.
As a family, we like to watch football.
Every Sunday, we watch the game as a family after cooking a family meal. And my brother and his kids come over to our house, or we go to his house every Sunday, and that's just what we do. And if we're fortunate enough to actually go take in a game, it's with our kids.
Going to Packers games with my family are really fun. I mean, it can be cold at lots of times. It's always fun to cheer on our team.
When it's cold, we don't care because we're from Wisconsin.
Like when we're at a Packers game with our family, like you feel like you're like a part of something, you know? When you're watching the game in the stands, like we normally go to like one of the playoff games, so it's really cold. Mm-hmm. But I feel like that makes it like a million times better at the same time, you know, cause just like the experience.
We always try to come up for a December game. I want them to come up and sit in the bowl in the cold, because I just think sitting in the bowl in the cold is a key part of just the Packer experience.
We were down, I think, 30 or 40 yard line and all sitting together a couple different spots, and it was pretty awesome. It was fun. It's fun to watch a game in a room together, but to be at Lambeau Field, it was one of those things you just kind of check off your bucket list, because just being with people you care about and have a relationship with and care about the same thing, and it was a great day, and it was a great game, and it was a lot of fun.
Lambeau is a different experience than going to any other football game in any way, shape, or form. So we've watched these games every Sunday, and my kids have grown up doing that. And then to actually walk in and hear "Go Pack, Go!" or all the different cheers, and just see the stadium, it's just a huge eye-opening experience for them. And so now it's one of the things they look forward to every single year. These are family memories you just never forget. We just love being part of this tradition of Packers on Sunday, coming up here in the cold, watching the games, and just yelling, "Go Pack, Go!"
We value it a lot, because we just see like how much work he puts into it and how much like our family time is dear to him and dear to us. Like you can tell it's his number one priority in life, is to make sure he has family time.
Yeah, we have a normal life here. I commute. I don't live in Washington. I sleep on a cot in my office. So I just work there. So I'm in D.C. 4 days a week. Then I'm here at home in Wisconsin the rest of the week. So when I come home and I walk in the door, we don't talk politics. We just get back into being normal family life. Here at Janesville, I'm lifelong from this community. We live on the block I grew up on, right downtown in Janesville. So here at home, I'm just Paul. I'm a lifelong resident of Janesville. So there's nothing about being Speaker of the House here. So everybody knows me. I know everybody. It's very, very normal, and we keep it that way, and we like it that way.
Paul and I, and a core group of buddies, the connection of similar upbringing, you know, St. Mary's, small little school. You know, classes were 15 to 20, and you just knew everything about each other, and you were going through the same things. When Paul was 16, he lost his dad, and he was obviously, after that, a changed person, no doubt about it. And he became more focused and really zeroed in on his studies. Not that he wasn't before, but this really gave him focus. And I know he wanted to make his dad proud. I know that was a driving force for him. And clearly, his dad would be amazingly proud.
One of the things that has made me so close to Janesville is because when we had a tough knock in our life and we had a tragedy in our family, our neighbors, our friends, our family were there for us. And so my dad's best friends took me under their wing. They taught me how to hunt. They took me to games, taught me how to fish. Basically what happened was the community supported us. My mom's friends got very involved in our lives. Other widows in town befriended my mom, and they became very, very close. We basically had a support network and a structure that tried to fill the void that was created by my dad's, you know, sudden death that was unexpected. And that's one of the reasons why we were just so endeared to Janesville, because people are here for others when they need it in Janesville. That's what we do. That's what community's like. And that's why, you know, we think this is such a special place.
The small town feel, and it just keeps us all connected. And it's clear that those friendships that we gained at that age have remained.
We goofed off a lot. We played a lot of sports. We goofed around. We did this. We did all the things you do growing up in a town like this. And we went to lunch at Italian House.
We had open campus at lunchtime, and everyone headed right over to the Italian House. Edmund had all kinds of goodies ready for us to go, because we had to get back. We had to get back to class.
We used to have the music blasting really loud for them, you know, very loud. As a matter of fact, the adults would come in for lunch, and they go, "Hey, can you turn this down?" And sometimes we'll have to go and apologize. "I'm sorry, ma'am, we can't, but this has been a tradition for these kids. They come in, they expect the loud, you know, the hip-hop music back in the day especially." And so I grew up to liking the hip-hop because of that, you know.
adults steered clear of the Italian house over lunchtime because we kind of overran the place. But Edmund, the owner, just, he befriended the kids, you know, and he was about the kids.
Over the years, it started by a kid named Marcus Kunis. He walked in one morning, early in the morning, that wasn't even opened yet. He was in town visiting his parents, and he grew up eating our food. So one morning, I'm hearing this banging on the door, and so I go open up. He goes, "Oh, Mr. Halaby, can I get some breads from you? I'm heading back to South Carolina, and I need to take some breads with me." I said, "Sure, not a problem. Come on in." So I was getting some stuff ready for him. He says to me, he goes, "You know, I've eaten at your place for so many years. I think I have one of these walls paid off for you." I said, "Well, thank you." I said, "Well, I'll tell you what. Here's a pen. Why don't you pick a brick and write your name on one of these bricks?" And so he posted his name up, and like a week later, his buddies were in there picking up food, saw his name, wanted to know why his name was up, told them the story, and they said, "Well, we ate here too. Can we put our names up?" I said, "Sure." And so that's how the way it all began, from one kid. And over the years, these panel boards were over at our other restaurant prior to moving here. And it was just, we had like maybe over 2,000 or 3,000 signatures over the years. So these are kids from Craig High School who've graduated that we know that would ask us, "Hey, can I put my name on the wall? I graduated from Craig High School." And so we allowed them to. So one of our esteemed and privileged names that we have on the wall is Paul Ryan.
We're here at Lambeau, which is Lambeau, and in Green Bay. Which there's just no chance in the world you would ever do this over again like this. There's no way a town the size of Green Bay would host an NFL team. And we know how special this is. And that is why it's so exciting to be, you know, an owner of the Green Bay Packers, but to have such a community team that this is part of the state. This is part of our culture. This is part of our identity. This is what our families do on Sunday. We all come together with families and friends. We cook the same kind of foods. We have the same family traditions. It is our state's team. The whole state is the team. The whole state comes to Lambeau Field to do this. That's part of being a Packers fan, is being part of something bigger than yourself. All of this comes together into a big mosaic of a person's life. And here in Wisconsin, in a smaller town, Wisconsin, the community you come from is what makes you and shapes you and defines you. And part of the community we come from is the rich tradition that the Green Bay Packers has brought to Wisconsin for generations. My generation, now my kids' generation, it's just a part of something that makes us happy. It's a part of something that gives us joy, and it gives us something to be a part of and together. I was just talking to a woman at church on the way out about the Packers, you know, just a woman who's about 90 years old, and she's just excited about going home, turning on the TV. It's just something that we bond over. It's something that we all talk about. What makes the Packers so much more special than other teams is just its rich history. It's title town, but also it's a community team. I'm one of the owners of the Green Bay Packers. My wife and I have one of those stock certificates in our TV room saying non-transferable stock on it. But it's something we're so proud of. And so it's just a team we all feel a piece of. I guess the way I would describe the Packers as different than any other teams, those of us who are Packers fans and consider ourselves Packers owners, is it is a part of our lives, it's part of our family, it's a part of our community. The green and gold is basically what we grew up on and with. And so we see it as a part of our family, as a part of our community, as a part of our culture. That's what makes Green Bay so different, so special. And even if we're winning or losing, green and gold is part of our culture. And that's what we do here in Wisconsin.
It's just been part of my life from the beginning. And most, I would say probably most people in Wisconsin have that same experience.
There's something about the Packers. There's just this fabric that brings people together. You can be, you know, 100 strangers in a room in a bar, and all of a sudden the Packers are on, and you're high-fiving and hugging people you never met before. You know, it's like, what is that? You know, it's just there's a magic about it.
And the Packers diaspora around America, as I got older and traveled a little bit more around the country, was something you just felt at home on Sundays, because you could go find a Packer bar. In my 20s, you know, if I traveled a little bit or I was at a wedding in Texas or something like that, I'd just go online or call around and find out where the Packer bar was, and then you'd find other Packer fans. It was just a fun culture. That's what's exciting about green and gold, because it's really a nationwide phenomenon, and people bond with each other. I love going to bars in other states on a Sunday where other Packer fans, and like, "Oh, you're from Janesville? I'm from Green Bay. I'm from, you know, I'm from Wauwatosa. I'm from La Crosse."
It's just a great part of our culture.
There's a parallel between the Packers and what people love about the Packers, and it is that they build their team from the ground up, and they're not going to buy a championship. They're building a championship. And I think that resonates with Paul. You know, I'm sure that's part of what he loves about the Packers, is that they're building champions. They're not buying them.
Being a Packer fan is more than just a team you like. It's a culture that you have. It's an existence. It's a deeper feeling than just having a love for a sport. It's having a love for the culture that is becoming Packer fans. That is, first of all, when we go to other stadiums, we're nice to everybody. You know, people call it Wisconsin nice. We just call it Packer nice. So we make sure that we're nice to everybody. We're kind with everybody. And that is just part of the Packers culture. It is a community team, and so we believe in community. And believing in community means that you help everybody, that you care for everybody, that you respect one another, even if they're wearing purple. Even if, you know, you're in Dallas and playing against the Cowboys. And wherever I go around the country, people always say, gosh, those Packer fans are so nice. You know, your Packer fans are nice. That's something that I always say, well, that's what Packer fans are all about. That's our Packer culture. Being a Packer fan is more than just liking a team. It's being a part of a culture.